Hi, Unpackers. Want to thank you to coming back to another episode. And remember, whatever you hear, Tay and I are simply providing a perspective. Neither of us are professionals. We expect for you to, you know, reach out to certified professionals if you need the help. And this is simply our perspective. If you hear an interaction that reminds you of yourself, then just know it comes from grace. And if you would like to come on and unpack it with us, you have an open invitation. You can find our pages on unpacking.your.ish on most social media. And if you'd like to support our work, you can do that through paypal.me/unpacking.your.ish. Again, thanks.
Yeah, thank you for listening, and let's unpack.
Hello, Unpackers. This is Reese, and
this is Tay. Hey, everybody.
And today we've got a special episode here, bonus episode, before we begin season three. Tay and I are joined by two of our great friends here. Yes, yes. Do y'all want to introduce yourselves?
Hey, it's Tiffany, aka Tiff.
And it's Gary.
Yes. And we are talking, we have, over the last few weeks, we've been watching the show Harlem on Amazon. Definitely suggest you watch the show.
Yeah, it's check great. That out. It's an awesome show.
And so we just want to do a recap and talk about, you know, friendship, because that is really a theme throughout the show itself. If you're unaware, it's about four Black women living in Harlem. They went to college together and how they support each other through life. And so we just watched the final episode, which was called, you know, Black Joy. And that was really, I really enjoyed it.
I did too. It was really sweet. It was really sweet. Yeah. Some unexpected moments.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of are going to rehash some of those. Are we talking about the whole season, or do we want to stick on?
I think we can, whatever you feel like, because I think at the end of the day, we want to talk about the show. Yeah. And its themes and how we have embraced that. Because I would think, you know, for me, if you listened to the podcast before, just my own life, I think finding friends has been a challenge, especially I think a lot of adults talk about, oh, finding people that I, you know, vibe with, or things like that. It's, you know, struggling. And so I am just grateful for the people in this room and how each one of you show up for me. And I really, really appreciate that. So I just want to celebrate you all as well as we talk about this.
Aww. Well, I know I appreciate you too. I know we talk about this. We have a total love fest on text every once in a while. I love you. I love you too. And I think that's the most important part. This show has been enjoyable to me, and podcast and the show, because it showed me what adult friendships look like. Mm-hmm. A lot of my friendships have just grown with me. And so, and attempting to restructure those into adult friendships have been, sometimes it can be challenging, but meeting Maurice, and then meeting Tiff, and then meeting Gary, and you know, some of the other people that we've met through this process, it's really shown me what an adult friendship looks like, and how the things that you get to do, and you get to dress up, you know, even though we're mediocrely dressed. me and Gary gonna tell y'all about that. But we get to dress up and go do things like brunch. Like, I always watch that kind of stuff, where we saw shows like, again, we saw Our Girlfriends, we saw Living Single, we saw shows, yeah, where they're insecure, absolutely. We saw a lot of shows where those things were happening, and of course, to me, I would just be watching, but now to be watching a show and have similar relationships in my life, it's been a different take. It's very exciting, and I think that's why I'm so tuned into it.
Yeah,
absolutely. I was going to say, I feel the same way. I've kind of always wanted like this and seen it. But for some reason with my friends, like they never get along. Like I've always like I've always made great friends, but then like they're all so very different from each other that I could never bring them together. Yeah. So I kind of have to keep them in their own little. But this has been the first time I've been able to actually have all four, like, you know, a group of friends I can actually call my own and have my tribe, like you said. And it's been wonderful. So thank you, Maurice, to shout you out for making me and the host of this. And yes.
I mean, I can't really add much to that because I agree with what everybody else said. Just looking at these adult friendships and looking at things a lot differently, but also seeing the different dynamics between the different adult friendships that I have. And some of them, you know, I have this dynamic where we go to brunch, we converse, we talk, we engage and spill each other's tea. And also make some jokes about each other's tea in the same but loving way to give some truth, but with love.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. I think what's one of the things I was thinking about this show that I do appreciate is you talking about how you maintain friendships. Because again, they're in college, and you can see some of the dysfunctional behaviors that they're still working through as adults. That they accept each other, but they also push each other to grow. And I think that that's really important because a lot of times what we do in our friendships is when your friend starts to grow, you want to keep them or you either push them away. And like that causes a lot of tension. And we saw that in the show between two of the characters, like Angie and Quinn, where it's like, oh my gosh, there's a change in our dynamic. And then you get insecure, and you start to lash out, and you have a fight instead of like being open and saying, "Wait a minute, I'm actually afraid that our friendship's going to change because you're going to have somebody new in your life."
Right, and Chris, I've been through that in real life, you know, and still kind of managing some of that. But the idea that when we, because in the episode, it's they almost switch roles in a way. Quinn doesn't necessarily go out and start to meet a whole bunch of people, but she's trying to find herself. She's trying to fall in love with herself. Whereas Angie has found somebody and she's stable and she's in a committed relationship. So it's like they kind of switch places. And that was very challenging for me in previous situations because I was always the married, locked down, kids, all that. And then my friends were always single and having a good time. And I would be like, oh, I got the kids, or I couldn't always be involved. You know, I felt left out of a lot of things. Now I'm a single one, and they're all, you know, with someone, committed, married, whatever. Yeah, everybody's with someone. So now it's hard to manage and navigate that because while I was at home with kids, they were having fun. So now it's like, okay, let's go have some fun. And they're all like, well,
right.
Well, my husband, well, this, you know, so things change. So yeah, I can imagine how I love, you know, I'm a writer. So the writing in this season has been awesome with how they've been moving things and making things happen. Storylines going different ways. It's been awesome.
Yeah. And there's a point in, you know, not just to spoil too much because the episode we just came out yesterday, but what I really do appreciate is there was a place where they could have taken a typical show route when it came down to a breakup, but they took a more mature approach where they had the characters actually talk about the underlying issues instead of self-sabotaging and causing a lot of drama. They had head on, like, wait a minute, we want different things. Even though you're my first love and I, you know, or the person I wanted to marry, I saw myself with you and, you know, broke up a wedding to be back with you. Love you more than anything. We want different things. And so we need to separate.
That definitely takes maturity to let go. Because that's hard. It's comfortable. It's familiar. You know, and when you get to the point where you're like, hey, we're just in two different places now. We got to move on, you know? That's hard.
Yeah. And I think that resonates with me, and relationships also resonates with friendships.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if you all here have had friendships that you, because I feel like I'm the kind of person, I think you and I have, because we're both only children here.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I'll tell you.
Same in not on my mom's side, I'm the only child. On my dad's side, I'm the oldest. But I'm single mom, so I was with her all the time.
Yeah.
So really dealing with the only child.
Yeah, I mean, because for me, it's like, when I meet people, I genuinely do care. And so, and I don't feel like I'm necessarily needy, but I just show up. And I do the things that you, from my perspective, you're supposed to do when you care about people, you know? So it's really interesting when that's not reciprocated and allowing people to just be like, okay, well then, do you?
Yeah.
And I'm still care. Like, I have a friend right now where I messaged them on their birthday. Their birthday was today, so I messaged them. And, you know, they're like, okay, love you. They didn't message me on my birthday after saying that they would actually show up and do something with me. And I'm like, I'm not taking it personally.
Right.
You know, you need to do whatever you need to do. But it's just interesting that for some people, it's like, oh, well, I'll just move on and not take that affection or appreciate. I don't know. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a friend that I like. Just text 3 days ago, maybe, and would normally get like almost immediate responses because we were always in sync. And then I didn't get a response, I think, until like 2 days later, like 1 a.m. But you know, she has a lot going on, so I'm like being understanding of that. But it's just like you said, I can, you know, you feel like the dynamics will change in time and you kind of feel it and see it, but it is what it is. And we still probably, of course, will be in each other's lives, but you know, it'll be different. So
yeah,
it happens, but. Yeah,
I think with that, the dynamics, it's about nurturing, honestly, those relationships, those things, because the ones that I've nurtured, they're still there. Some dynamics have even shifted within those about who does what, how we contact each other. But for some, where I thought we'd probably be still like this because of situations, bad choices on both of our ends. So many different dynamics, which made that friendship more toxic.
Mm-hmm.
That at the end, I just released it and let it go and didn't contact this person anymore. And really didn't put that energy into it because I was like, this isn't healthy for me.
Right.
I know you need to do some more growing. I need to do some more growing. And I just let that B. And of course, we still have mutual friends in common too. So, and these are friends that I actually still have connection with and I still talk to. And they're like, well, have you talked to so-and-so? And I'm like, no. because for my best interest, it's very actually better for me not to be around this person because they've got a lot of healing they need to do. And with the mindset, I guess, they were wanting to change. I don't know 100% for sure. Me, personally, probably being in there, I'm like, no, because I was one of the people that you manipulated and controlled or wanted to try to control and use. So I want to stay over here. You do you.
Well, I wonder, too, it's really interesting because I was thinking about the show. And, you know, how it centers Black female friendships.
Mm-hmm.
And how many shows are actually, you know, like Girlfriends, Living Single, you know, Insecure, I can think of that are centered around that. Can you think of shows that are centered around Black male friendships in the same way?
I can't remember, but it's actually Black gay men. But,
that's the only one I could think of, but even that's one moment. And so because there was a show on NBC that was I don't think I picked up called Grand Crew but I like that but it didn't get picked up. But how many shows are actually centered, because I think as a I was thinking about sex issue, because my closest friends are like y'all are in the room, but I definitely the the Black women in my life, like, are the people who show up for me and are there for me. And, you know, it's rare to have, for me, now I'm not saying about other people's experience, you know, to have Black males that are willing to be emotionally present for me. Like, yeah, we can go kiki or, you know, watch, they want to watch Real Housewives. And I'm like, I'm fine with that. I can do that. I just also want to, like, if I'm crying and I'm upset, to be able to call you and say, hey, can you listen to the bullshit right now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so it's just really, that has been really interesting to me. And I wonder if you all feel, because as women, if you all have more male friends than I do, like, I don't know, you know?
When I was younger, I used to have a high amount of male friends, actually, because I had trouble relating to women when I was that age, when I was younger. Well, I would say girls almost more. Like, I had a hard time relating to women when I was about the age of, I'd say 16 to about far into my marriage. I would find myself wanting to be around my husband and his friends versus being, you know, in the South, how they do. The women are over here, the men are over there. I would always find myself where the men were. Like, I just related to that more. As I get older, I'm starting to see the benefit in having feminine relationships. So I think with me, like, I don't know, men just, when I've been friends with them, that's what makes it easy, because we don't have to do that. We don't have to ride down those roads. And if you got someone's like, oh man, it's okay, man, I hope everything's all right, and we move on, because you deal with that on your own. We don't have to walk down those messy roads. But I think what benefited me in having my female relationships is just what you were saying, the nurturing of it all. Because it does go back to nurturing, like Tiff said. And I think that women will allow you to have those moments easier. Because think about it, if I'm a closed off male who's been taught in this society, I can't have those things. I can't support you in it.
Yeah, well, and I think, and definitely jump in here, Gary, I'd love to hear your perspective on this, because I just saw this clip from Trevor Noah and talked about, like, men and intimacy. And he said, you know, that in our society, men need intimacy, you know, but maybe sex is the only acceptable way for us to get it. And so instead of, you know, saying, hey, I need to be held, like calling someone up and saying, I need to be held, or I just want to cry, it's like, you go for sex. But women, like, you'll have those emotional, like, oh, you can go to your girlfriend and cry and hug and, you know, hold each other's hands and be affectionate with each other, and there's no issue.
Right.
But men, like, we don't have that within each other. And then our relationships, it's got to be wrapped up in sex. And he said that, you know, societally, that we have talked about how women can't ask for sex, so it's important for women to be able to advocate for themselves and say, I want sex. It's also important for men to be able to say, I need to be held.
Yeah.
You know, I need to just be vulnerable right now. And I think that for me, especially as a man who dates men, is like, oh my God, yes, let's have more of that conversation. Because I feel like that is an underlying issue in, you know, my romantic relationships, and then why friendships has been challenging for me. Now, again, I think if I didn't care and I was like, oh, I'm just good with it, I'll just drink and be the hype of the party, would I have people around me? Yes. Mm-hmm. But
they want to have a good time.
Exactly. I mean, but we can do both.
You can. I had to learn that because I'm definitely coming from a life of the party place where I'm the one that's like, oh my God, Tay, you can't say that. Like, I'm the unapologetically just who I am. That's what I do. And I don't, you know, I would care about feelings sometimes, but I always felt like I'm telling you the truth. Why you mad? So that's always been, you know, my thought. So, like, to
truth
me,
in love. The in love part.
Yeah, truth part. Without kindness is me.
My mom said that to me. She was like, you can say stuff in love. Okay. But I've learned that now because, you know, I'm a little older. But yeah, like, it's crazy to me that it's crazy when you see the difference. Because like for you as a male, I could imagine that's hard for you not having that kind of connection, you know, with someone that you would think you could.
Yeah.
Whereas me, sometimes when my girlfriends, I think I told you this, but girlfriends will come to me like whining. I don't know. They will be talking about things that are going on in their relationship, and to me it's just very simple. Like, okay, like why is that such a big deal? So what if he said that? Or so what if she like, let it go. No, but you don't understand. It goes back to this. I'm like, okay, well, you're gonna let it go again. Like, I'm that bottom line friend.
Maybe it's that part of learning, especially with friendships, really, any kind of relationships, honestly,
yeah.
It's that communication piece on
yeah.
to the degree we can be emotionally vulnerable and everything else. But you said bottom line, right?
Yeah, I'm very bottom line.
The point of the bottom line, there is a, I think we talked about it earlier with intention, impact, all these different things from what we say, what we do, everything else, they do hold weight.
Yeah.
And sometimes it could be a trigger. It could be a boundary. We don't know which one. I don't know which one until I have processed, dealt with it, and then I'm going to come back with you and confer, and then we can talk. You would tell me, hey, when you said that, that's a no.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, like, I have a friend, like, the word bitch.
Okay.
People, different people can be yeah. use it around.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I could be like, bitch, what you doing today?
Right,
so it's
right.
one person. But this particular group of friends, no, I cannot.
You don't use that, right?
We
right.
don't do that. That doesn't work in their book. So at the end of the day, maybe yes, I can say around this person, and this person. But when I get around these people,
yeah.
no, that cuts out. So I have to literally respect that at the end of the day about them.
Right.
But if I do, I know.
No, I did have a friend that said it like that. Cause I'll be like, these are my hoes, you know. And one of my friends is like real mad about it. Yeah,
right.
He was like, apparently I'm a hoe. I'm like, girl, I wasn't calling you a hoe.
Just, I mean, honestly, but being mature about speaking up to have those conversations too.
Yes.
Yeah,
because sometimes we do want that empathy for somebody to understand us, but it's also, if you're a good friend of mine, I do expect you to tell me the truth. Even if it could be multiple portions to that truth.
Yeah.
And I think, honestly, for me, learning what I'm working on right now is just owning my feelings and communicating it and saying, I need to communicate. Like, if I'm angry or I'm upset, I'll communicate it. Because I think I've been the kind of person that I believe that needed to kind of be perfect, to be loved and cared about. And so now I'm trying to shift and say, okay, I need to give this person the opportunity to care about me how in my totality. If they are unwilling or unable to accept me, then that's the problem. You know, it doesn't, and that's okay, that's where they are. But I need to take space instead of shrinking myself down.
Absolutely.
You know, you have to give people the opportunity to grow to meet you,
right.
instead of, you know, just assuming that they're not going to there. You are internally damaging yourself.
Yeah. I agree. This is really speaking to me right now, because I have a situation with a friend that I'm trying to figure out how to navigate. And so this is really like, I told you, like, for real, podcasts, I've learned so much as we go along and talk about certain things. This is really, like, making me think about how I want to address that situation. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Oh, sidebar.
That's good. Yeah, exactly.
We only have a couple of minutes. Is there anything else you wanted to share and get to the show in general?
I just want to say.
Watch the show.
It's a good show.
I am excited about season 3. Oh, and then if you've ever watched Empire. I did not know that Quinn, who is one of the characters, was Boo Boo Kitty until Shantae said that. I was like, wait!
Yeah, that's Boo Boo Kitty in there. And she looks young.
Yeah, she looks younger there than she did.
Absolutely.
Like, her hair is completely different.
Her hair is longer, yeah, but she does, I agree with you, she does look younger.
I did not even know. I would not have thought that until you said it. I was like, wait. Yes.
Quinn is my favorite. And I'm excited for her journey to fall in love with herself.
Yeah. That's we great. All we were given characters, right? I am Camille, if you ever watched the show. That's what they said that I was.
It's that I'm Angie. It is based more on my younger stuff. Yes.
Yes. Than my and tell it like self. It is.
Oh, yes. Tell like it is. Yes.
Tell like it is. Yeah.
Then we got Ty.
I'm apparently Ty by default. Because that was the one character that was left, but also that just with my confidence or coming into my confidence of who I am.
Can I say boss bitch for you? I mean it in love.
She said other friends. This group, bitches, part of them.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. But yeah, I really am excited to see, speaking of friendships growing, I'm excited to see how Quinn and Angie navigate their friendship now that things have changed.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see, because they definitely admit in the show there was a codependency there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And sometimes I know that's the situation I'm working through right now. But you find yourself in those types of friendships, and then you kind of just get stuck there because they're comfortable and they okay your bullshit. Mm. Because you're okay with their bullshit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then y'all are in bullshit together. But as you grow and you get older, you know, somebody's gonna grow up and realize that's just not the way to move. So I'm interested to see how that goes for them.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. Well, I think what I appreciate about that, and of course it is television, but I am grateful that writers are implementing stories that seem to focus on emotional health and use that language a little bit, because it reminds me of like Insecure a little, you know, is that they recognize, wait, we need to work on this, that it isn't you're a villain and I'm a villain, you know, we need to try to understand how we communicate and how we relate to each other. And I think that so much of that work, none of us are taught that.
No. Mm-hmm.
And it's really beneficial to start to say, wait a minute, hey, let me look inward.
Right.
You know, like, what? How am I contributing to this dynamic with this person? Right. Instead of taking basically a childish view of the world centers around me and I'm perfect. I do no wrong. Like, no.
Right.
You've had experience. That person's experience is just as valid as yours. And if you do something that brings back a memory that was hurtful or something like that, then own it.
And there's beauty in owning it. I'm just saying. There is beauty in owning it, because when you own it, healthfully, you learn more about yourself. You learn more about the other person. The other person learns more about themselves. And y'all can either grow together or realize, you know what? Maybe we need to go our separate ways.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
okay. Everything ain't for everybody. Like
Jesus. Oh, let us catch y'all up real quick on Mr. Reese and his ranking system of our outfits.
You can have the floor, and as long as I get it, we got 2 minutes left. Go ahead.
Okay,
you got
30 seconds. Right. So we're at brunch. We all discussed previously that he asked us all to come fabulous.
Thank you for putting
that. Was what was in the invitation. Okay, so in the invitation he said we need to be fabulous. So I pull out my flowered pants. Like, I was gonna wear jeans, boots, and a jacket, but then I said no. I mean, step it up a little bit. You know, try to put some patterns on. You know, play with some fabrics. So I thought I looked cute.
She looks.
But apparently,
cute.
I didn't have
she
a
does.
Statement piece on.
She looks cute.
I didn't have a statement piece. And so he ranked us, right? So he says he was, of course, number one, and how close he was to what he was thinking on his invitation. Our dear friend Tiffany was two. I was three, and then Gary was four. So when I get to the table, I'm walking into the middle of a conversation. I'm like, who gave you the right of power in this situation? And that's when he explained to me, I sent out the invitation, and I completely forgot.
Which did not include, you need to wear a statement piece.
Thank you.
In the invitation.
Okay, he said, dress up.
First and foremost, that was let me, difference. Before they try to drag me, does not have an issue with this, because
because Tiffany was second.
Okay, number two. Right. And there are four people, so someone's gonna come in last. Thank you very much.
May I add, Tiffany had a statement piece. Beautiful necklace.
Well, three, yeah,
and
three.
She has her eye, and she has suspenders, so she's killing it.
Thank you. And all I said was, okay, we're gonna have to do another part, so we're gonna stop and we're gonna come back. I need time. Okay, I'm not being cut off, so there we go. So, let me explain myself in totality.
Wait, do I want to hear Gary's take too? Gary and I, because we were three and four. And Maurice's argument is because we were three and four, we have a problem with it.
That is why you got a problem.
That's
with
not
it.
Why we
if
have
you
a
were two,
problem.
You wouldn't have a problem. Okay, if I put you as two, would you have a problem?
Yeah,
be
because
I'll
be like, why are you ranking us?
Exactly.
Boo.
No one ever
said
we
lies and falsehoods. Lies and falsehoods. Whatever. Anyway,
I agree with Shantae, basically. I don't even need to add anything.
Okay. So,
I thought I was okay.
Just
you know,
so
y'all
know, Tiffany is Switzerland. I just.
Don't do that. Like, I'm fired.
Yep.
You know you were fired.
I'm
okay. And you dressed, you're like, oh,
got
the
model and everything.
And she got her hat. And she did that thing when I was talking. Come on.
I understood the assignment. I understand. Because anybody who says dress up, my brain goes, oh, what outfit am I going through for my hanging clothes? Because all my nice collared shirts, everything are hung up. So I'm like, ooh, there's this one shirt that I really like that I want to wear. And it's a color that I don't wear. This color I don't wear much. I don't wear like a red and a burgundy. Yeah. And I was like, ooh, right now because of the process of moving, I only have one pair of pants. So I was just like, I'll grab the black jeans. Actually, I had some gray ones now that I thought about it because they were hanging up. But I'll just wear my black jeans because I like a good black. And I'll wear my nice black shoes, wear a hat today. And then I was like, you know what? I kind of want to do one more statement piece on top of what I already will have as far as statement pieces. And I was like, I got my hat, I got the necklace. So I was like, ooh, let's do my suspenders. I haven't done them in a while. So I was like, put my suspenders on.
Yes. So again, let me just preface this before I am like Wicked Witch of the West here. I'll get you in your little dog. Okay. Anyway. Anyway, first, it was in jest. That is, and I had a couple mimosas, so I was like a little tipsy. But anyway, as I explained at that moment, I said, hey, let's dress like our characters. And if you watch Harlem, those girls dress.
Yes, they do.
Thank you. It was just, an opportunity basically to do adult dress up, have fun, wear some stuff that you may have wanted to, you know, wear out to kind of impress people. That was it. Not trying to throw shade. I love you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 1, 2, 3, 4. I gave you some advice. We're going to go out. Gary is going to go to the suit store. We're going to get his measurements so we can get him a blazer. I gifted you a cardigan. Thank you very much.
But here's the thing. Again.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of the invitation.
The ranking.
Outside, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So and I came and did the best I thought I could do.
Okay, you did.
And then I was ranked number three.
I'm sorry that
I sent pictures
we'll let the public decide. We can take a picture.
Okay.
And then we can
I ain't taking no picture. Okay. No. Okay. No. Okay. I'm done with this.
Okay. Gary,
everyone else can take a picture.
Oh
okay.
My gosh.
And then people can determine for themselves. Again, everyone looks beautiful. I love you all. Okay.
You should have just said that instead of it.
Thank you.
It was for fun.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry.
Get out here, number two.
I was actually sat down. It was horrible. I sat down in the middle of a conversation. So honestly, I probably shouldn't even be that.
Yeah, you felt like I was coming for you. But again,
a little bit.
If I was coming for
you. Well, no.
I don't say nothing behind your back Okay.
And that's why I love you.
Thank you.
And that's why I love you. Because earlier I made a comment based on the show. Mm-hmm. There was a scene where Angie was told some real stuff.
Yeah.
And it hit her a little different. And so I told her, I totally feel like you would say that to me. Yeah. And he kind of took it offense, but I was like, no, I mean that you would be the person to be like, yeah, that looks kind of crazy. I feel like you would totally be the person to be honest with me, and I would completely accept it from you. So I don't feel bad that you were rating the out. It was just so crazy to me because I was like, and who gave you
the authorization?
Well, again, I gave the invitation. So I was the host of the party.
But now we have made it a thing where we're going to, whoever hosts the party, they get to rate.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
and it doesn't have to be, we don't have to dress up all the time.
I like dress. I really, like I said, I really am excited that he's put on clothes because I do wear like sweatshirts and jeans to work every day. I was just talking to my other friend about this, wanting to dress up more. So I have to build back up my collection because my closet is poor. Yeah, absolutely. As soon as I can, my closet is poor. So I do need to build back up my selections of things to wear.
Oh, we should do a shopping trip.
We can
brunch and then a shopping trip.
Brunch and
a shopping trip.
And that's why I can celebrate friendship. Mm-hmm. And if you are feeling, because I know earlier this month I did a post about this young girl that she had invited all of her friends over and then they canceled on her and she was just heartbroken, and I empathize with that. And you know, we can often empathize with the person that's sharing, but again, those friends, I don't know what was going on in their lives. Right. They're human beings too. But the important thing is that if you find yourself in that situation where you feel like, oh my gosh, no one understands me, or I am just feeling in a group of people, surrounded by people, and still feeling alone, go find people that embrace you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, be willing to leave that comfort of just having someone around to the discomfort of being alone and searching and looking for people that embrace you. I think just like people stay in bad relationships just to avoid being lonely, people stay in friendships that are unfulfilling for the same reason.
Absolutely.
Leave them. As a person who has started to do that process and work, some are unfulfilling, and I'm just like, let it go. Let it go.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We have to. Like, I think it's a part of growth, you know, is realizing that not only are you changing, but then your relationships have to change. Because one of the things that I was talking to one of my friends about the other day, expectations. You know, when you meet somebody, the expectation might be one thing, but as you grow, get older, experience more things, your expectations may change. And it's not saying that the person is bad because they're not meeting your expectations. It's just saying that these are my expectations. We need to have a discussion on how we can work together now.
Yeah.
In our
because now, I mean, as you get older and you're in your 40s and 50s, it's like, if I break a hip, I need a friend that'll be like, hey, I came.
We're breaking our hips in our 40s.
Well, I am. But some people.
Speak for y'all.
Look, I'm trying to be like that 70-year-old that's in shape.
I know that's right.
Okay, so again, that want to thank Gary and Tiff for joining us. And don't know if we're going to have many bonus episodes because we will be back on March 18th, Saturday.
Yeah.
With our season 3.
Yeah.
But again, as always, we appreciate your feedback and support.
I'm trying to get Reese to do Ratchet Reality Show recaps with me. I'll
work on it. I'll do it with you.
You do. Tim, Garrett, let's do it. I want to do Ratchet Show recap.
I kind of have gone away from the Ratchet.
I just like reality TV. It doesn't make no sense.
Anyway.
It gives great humor, though, sometimes.
Oh, my gosh.
Function.
That's the point. The dysfunction is life, honey.
Mm-hmm. Well, I will say this. Again, as always, give yourself grace as you are approaching all of your life's challenges. And remember that you don't need to be fixed. You need to be understood.
That's it.
Okay. Have a good weekend.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye.